Mike, spring is upon us. It's finally April, and you know what that means.
National Park Week is here. Every April, the outdoors community celebrates National Park Week. And if you're making your way to some national parks this spring, then be sure to pack a moon travel guide with you.
We all know how time-consuming it is to research everything involved with planning a trip to a national park, from hiking trails to permits to campsites to accommodation. There's so much involved.
Don't spend months endlessly searching, trying to build the perfect trip, when you can do it all with Moon Travel Guides.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical and sustainable travel. They are committed to the national parks and ensure that all of their guides are up to date with the most recent and most helpful information for travelers.
And if you find yourself headed to Wyoming, then be sure to include the newest, most updated edition of the Moon Travel Guide to Yellowstone and Grand Teton, Hiking, Camping, and Wildlife. In this guide, outdoor expert Becky Lomax takes you through everything you need to see, know, and understand about these two neighboring parks.
From trip planning, the best spot and times for geyser sightings, food recommendations, lodging, the best trail information for hiking trails, updated maps, this Moon Travel Guide to Yellowstone and Grand Teton has you covered.
For more information and to purchase the Moon Travel Guide to Yellowstone and Grand Teton, be sure to visit moon.com.
Let your heart be your compass. Let Moon be your guide. Hello and welcome to Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Dusty.
And I'm Mike. And if you're joining us for the first time, Trail Mix is the short format episodes of our show. While our long format episodes explore one hiking trail and one national park, one park at a time, Trail Mix allows us to dive deeper into things we didn't get to cover in our long format episodes, including interviews, history, science, and environmental justice.
That's right. And today's Trail Mix is a very special Trail Mix because we've talked about it for a long time, and that is that we are gluttons for punishment in that we love to still get on our feet and walk a million miles even when we have rest
already
days.
Walked a million miles.
Right. Yeah. And when we went to the Pacific Northwest to hike Olympic and Mount Rainier, we spent 3 days in Seattle afterwards, and
we didn't rest at all.
We didn't rest at all.
No.
And so we decided to make a little trail mix about exactly what our walking towards Seattle was, because we did enjoy it very much, and sort of bring you along in the event you also might be curious about getting on your feet in Seattle, what we did and what we really enjoyed.
Right.
You've been to Seattle before.
This was my second time through, but I wanted to make sure that you had a equally engaging experience as we were there.
Because Mike loves control.
That's it. No, but I just felt like this was something we wanted to tag into the trip so that we had some time to really explore the city. And I have to say, when I was there the first time, I also did a lot on my feet. And Seattle is a fairly large city, but a major section of it is pretty walkable, and you can do a lot on your feet in Seattle.
And so we wanted to.
Yeah.
We're definitely people who are like, let's
see a city.
See a city on foot.
Yeah.
Because we do love walking.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that brought us into national parks to
it's
do
true.
Trails. So we didn't necessarily plan a marathon length tour through Seattle.
But we sure got one.
But we sure got one. Mm-hmm. We ended up doing it anyway.
We did.
So we got some accommodations in Capitol Hill because we heard it was a cute neighborhood and that's where all the queer bars were. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to get accommodations near there.
And when I stayed initially in the city, I was staying up in Fremont, which is kind of
like...
also
cute.
Yeah. North, though, in the city, essentially. This is pretty far south. South, easterly.
Well, it's east, yeah. And it's south of Fremont, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So we stayed there, and the last day when we were in Mount Rainier, we departed, said goodbye to Marcy and Becky. Then we had to drive our rental vehicle back to the Seattle-Tacoma airport, then get on the
light rail, basically.
The light rail to take us into the city. We were able to go right to the stop right around the corner from our accommodations, where we went in and we napped or like were quiet for like an hour or two.
Sure.
And then we were like, okay, now let's go do something.
So from a previous season, we interviewed a really wonderful author, Gus D'Angelo, who wrote National Parks A to Z, which is an illustrated compendium of the national parks.
He's also an artist.
He is like an artist, yes.
He illustrated the book as well.
It's like a bestiary, essentially, where every letter of the alphabet stands for a national park or a portion of a national park.
And also an animal that you would find in the national park.
Exactly. There's also some other great information about indigenous people, about environment. There's a lot to this book, which is a kid's book. It's a wonderful book. But we saw through complete happenstance that Gus was going to be doing
a book signing
at the Seattle REI.
Which is the flagship REI.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, oh, and he'll be there the days we're going to be there. He's right. Doing a signing.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh my God, let's surprise him.
Right. And we called ahead to see if he would be there that night, but the signing ended early. I think it was a Friday that we got into town. So we'd planned to see him on Saturday, like completely surprise him. But we wanted to walk over to that REI just to see what the distance was going to be like. And also, I think we wanted to stretch a little bit after being in the car for so long and kind of like floofing for a bit.
And so that is where we headed first on foot, was we were like, let's just go to that area and check out where the REI is. Mm-hmm. So give us like a thing to do.
Yeah.
So we just sort of like did that first.
Yeah.
And hills.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so many hills headed like east to west in Seattle.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
Very San Francisco-esque in that regard.
And so we went over there. We checked out that side of the neighborhood. I mean, it was like a mile or two over there.
Not a bad walk.
Not a bad walk at all. So we walked around this area and then we took a different street on the way back. And then we were like, okay, let's go back to our accommodations. Let's shower and get ready and then we'll go get dinner.
Yeah.
So we did that and I found this brewery that had food, Elysian Brewery. Not a sponsor, but it's where we went, so we're going to mention it.
Yeah, we are.
It was in Capitol Hill as well, so we got ready, got on foot, headed out and headed over there for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, okay, let's check out some of the queer bars here in Seattle while we're here,
right. Obviously.
So the first night we went to Pony, which we heard Pony was great. So we went there. It's tiny, but they had this like really great outdoor space
where
you could put like stickers and you could leave notes and you could leave. So we left one of our stickers there, which people have found and have tagged us in it. And we love it when you do that.
Yeah.
We absolutely love it.
This was also like a bar that was sort of on a wedge. The street sort of came to a point. So it was like a very
triangular shaped
bar. But they had a great playlist. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great like way to like unwind for the night and to have a little outing time for ourselves. Not in the woods.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. We do, as much as we love the woods and we love hiking, like we do like to go out and twirl a little bit when
we do.
When we want to.
When the mood strikes.
For a polite amount of time.
That's right.
So we headed back to where we were staying later after that and just sort of crashed. The next day, we were like, okay, let's
make a big day of this.
Let's make a big day. Like, we wanted to make a full day of, like, really
seeing Seattle.
Seeing Seattle. Mm-hmm. So, first stop was back to the REI.
Mm-hmm.
So, we go back to the REI.
And we spot Gus. We had talked to one of the managers, too, and we had tried to see if that manager was there. I believe you had that phone conversation. And they were like, oh no, he's out on a run right now. REI was doing runs with, I believe it was like a pet run, right? They were
like
running
a community
with dogs.
Group. Yeah, like they were running group. With dogs.
So they were out on a run. But we spotted Gus, completely surprised him. We had some stickers for him and some merch that we just happened to have. And then we like just had a great time chatting and we told him that we had planned to kind of like walk around and see the city, but we had asked if he was around later for dinner. And it was funny because I think we both sort of fangirled on each other a little bit.
We did.
He was like, I have to tell my partner that I met you. This is so exciting. And we were like, oh my God, we're so excited to like have the opportunity to meet you in person. We don't often get that. And so we had planned to stay in touch and we were going to reconnect hopefully later that night for dinner. From the REI, we walked our way over to Pike Place Market. And this is something that when I had gone the first time to Seattle, I had seen and I had kind of walked through. but you hadn't.
No, and I wanted to go.
And if you've ever been to, there's a lot of cities that have these open air markets. Like, for example, Philadelphia has Reading Terminal Market. It has a very similar sort of feel. Reading Terminal is like a very big city block wide building.
It's like a train terminal turned into like a business market.
Exactly. And Pike Place is sort of like a double layered mall. It almost felt like in New York, Chelsea
Market.
Yeah, Chelsea Market. It had that sort of feel to it.
Definitely. But, yeah, definitely. Chelsea Market is
very posh.
It's very posh. Yeah. Now. But anyway, Pike Place Market is also where it's a giant fish market too. And a lot of it, fish are being thrown right and left. I mean, like that's
Have you
famous.
Ever seen the real world Seattle?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So we walked all around there.
Mm-hmm. There was the alleyway that was all like the chewing gum.
Chewing gum wall.
Yep, we went to a map store.
Mm-hmm. We did, which was so funny now that I've done a play about a map store. Yes, we did go into a map store. There were some lovely things in there. And then from here, we had talked about maybe going to the Olympic Sculpture Park, but we ended up not going to the Olympic Sculpture Park on this day, and we thought maybe we'll do it the next day.
Right.
But from here, we headed toward the Space Needle. Now, I'm not going to lie, I liked the Space Needle area. There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far of a walk from the Pike Place Market area. Mm-mm. It was kind of just up the diagonal on the street.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, there's so much going on here. They've got a children's museum here. They have the Museum of Pop Culture. They also have the Chihuly Garden in Glass, which we thought about going into all of these, but I think we just ended up sitting outside.
It was just a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous, and we didn't want to go inside.
Right. And the Sculpture Garden is right near here, and it's a quick walk. We just decided to kind of meander a little bit more, but it is worth doing that. That's something I did on my first trip, and it's kind of like along the water, and it's really cool to be able to like just walk through this area. It's free, and you can kind of just see all this outdoor sculpture, which is great. Definitely recommend. But we decided we were going to kind of do like a big walk further up, kind of along Lake Union. So from here, we kind of headed north. And Lake Union is sort of like a three-pronged lake. It's got a bottom area, then like a branch that goes off to the left and off to the right. So at the bottom of the park here, there's like a beach. There were a lot of people out. It was a beautiful day. And this was 4th of July weekend when we were in. So there were a lot of people out and about in Seattle. We took a really, really lovely walk along the left side of the lake here.
There's a walking trail that's paved the whole way that one can take.
Yeah.
Exposed sun most of the time.
There are some areas of sweeping shade, but this is also where you get to see people's houseboats. It's ritzy without being ostentatious. Is what I'll kind of say.
Yeah. And lake culture.
And lake culture.
City lake culture, which is fascinating.
Yeah. As we walk up, we cross a bridge and we end up in the Fremont area of the city.
Yes.
This is when I stayed originally in my first trip through Seattle. This is where I stayed up here. And this is really cute. There's a lot of like great restaurants and bars up in this area. And there is a cider house that is called Schilling Cider House that you can get just a whole bunch of different types of cider. Like you can do flights of cider.
Cider flights, yeah.
And it was real good.
It was really
good. Also, really recommended. Also from here, because Fremont has the Fremont Troll.
The Troll under the bridge who's trapping on my bridge. Mm-hmm.
So we walked up to this overpass, essentially, that has a sculptural troll that's gigantic underneath it. It's like an iconic part of Seattle landmark, essentially. So we walked up and saw the troll, which this is like a very shady area here. And then essentially headed right back down to where the cider house was, which is essentially across the bridge and like right over the bridge.
And right here is where we got a spectacular view of Mount Rainier.
Again, it like was really, amazing. Really cool. Yeah, to see the mountain amazing. From that far, especially having been there for 2 days prior to.
Hey, y'all, it's Dusty and Mike with exciting news.
That's right. It's our episode finder. It's all about making finding our episodes even easier.
Want to find more episodes about hikes in Shenandoah? With over 10 episodes across 2 separate seasons, it would have involved a lot of scrolling and searching.
Now, with our episode finder, you can find all those episodes with a few easy clicks. That way, finding an episode on Yosemite from season 1 is just as easy as finding an episode on Zion, Yellowstone, and Haleakala. all in separate seasons.
With over 275 episodes in 35 different national parks, our episode finder will add ease when finding out more about hikes in these spaces.
But it's not just about hikes by national park. We've categorized our entire library so you can find hikes by state, hikes by terrain, and hikes by difficulty.
And all of our Trail Mix episodes are there too, so you can easily find our science-based episodes, interviews, and more.
Planning a trip to Colorado and want to hear more about our adventures there? Want to grunt it out on some really tricky trails or learn more about glaciers, grasslands, and mountains?
Just click the link in our show notes or on our Instagram bio and it pops right up. You can also head directly to our website and look for the episode finder at the top of the navigation bar.
Conquer one hike in one national park, one park at a time, with just a few clicks with our episode finder. Happy trails!
Looking for some new art inspired by the national parks? Then be sure to check out our online store, The Gaze Shop.
This season, as we explore the landscapes of Olympic National Park, Mount Rainier National Park, Carlsbad Cavern National Park, and Guadalupe Mountains National Park, we've got some new items and designs coming your way.
Introducing our Olympic National Park and Mount Rainier National Park posters. These 12 by 18 posters make a great addition to any home or office, or a great gift for any lover of the national parks, even if that national parks lover is you.
Whether it's art for your wall or a sticker for your water bottle, you're sure to find something that sparks your love of the outdoors. Visit shop.gazeatthenationalparks.com to bring some of the national parks home with you.
From here, we kept going and we went to Gas Works Park,
mm-hmm.
which clearly this was an area with a lot of industry or industrial sort of apparatuses on it used
in the past.
And now it's turned into a public park and like people were laying out. This was clearly their beach time. This was clearly their picnic time, their parties, their whatever. And so there was a lot happening. A lot of people in this area.
Yeah.
Skateboarding.
Yep. We definitely spent some time just like enjoying the sun here and kind of walking around the gaswork structure that's remaining. It's all pretty rusted at this point, which gives an interesting backdrop. You can see there are sometimes, I think when I was there the first time, you can see seaplanes land in Lake Union.
In the lake.
Yeah.
That's so
which
fun.
Is really cool. This was a really lovely spot to take in some time. Now, this is a heavy walk from where we started to up here.
Oh, we're probably bordering on over 10 miles for this day so far.
Right.
It's somewhat flat at times, but there are
hills.
Parts of Seattle with a lot of hills.
Mm-hmm.
So from here, from Gasworks, we ended up going exactly the same way back down the west side of the lake.
Right.
So we didn't end up in East Lake. There's a neighborhood called East Lake. Mm-hmm. We didn't end up over there. But we did come back this way. And then we make the loop up around the bottom of Lake Union. So that's the South Lake Union area. And Capitol Hill is just east of that. Mm-hmm. So we just head right back into Capitol Hill, back to where we were staying.
Right.
Because we were tired.
We were tired. This was like nap time for sure.
And then at this point, we were texting with Gus to figure out where to go. We were like, hey, let us know a place in your area and we'll come, you know, have
we'll
dinner
over
there.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I don't really know this area I'm staying in. I'm happy to come to yours if there's a better place near you. And so we're looking at our
options.
It's a Saturday night.
I think it was 4th of July. Like, I think things were closed.
Yeah, and we were like, okay, I think there's only one thing we're going to be able to do right now. And that is go back to Elysian Bar and Brewery to have dinner. And so we did. We committed the cardinal rule of eating at the same place twice when on vacation. Mm-hmm. But also it's like, we enjoyed it. It was good. It was convenient. It had everything we needed.
Yeah.
It was like, why not? So we did. We went there. We met up with him there and we had a lovely dinner there.
Yeah, it was great. It was lovely to like just reconnect and have a longer amount of time to talk. We talked parks. We got to, you know, explore a little bit of like our just history of like how we got to know each other and just in general what his work is like outside of publishing books and basically how long it took to kind of get to that point. We obviously talked a lot about this in our interview with him, but he told us a little bit more about what it's like to be published and how that process all goes together. And eventually we said our goodbyes after a polite amount of time at dinner. And we decided that we were going to be little twirl girls.
We were going to be twirl girls because mm-hmm. we were like, we gotta have some fun. Mm-hmm. We have to go get on a dance floor. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Queer Bar because we're big fans of queer spaces mm-hmm. rather than like gay bar spaces. Mm-hmm. So we were like, Queer Bar. I read all the reviews. We talked to some people at Pony. They also were like, listen, Queer Bar is like where you go to dance and have fun. And so we were like, great. So that is where we went. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
The DJ was amazing.
Yeah.
We had such a great time. Mm-hmm. We were there for, I don't remember how long we were there. I mean, I remember plenty. Thank you very much. For reasons. No, I remember everything. Thank you. And, but oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot
of
fun.
We were there like right when the DJ started.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dance floor was pretty empty. And yeah. then, I don't know, it took maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it got pretty full after that.
It did.
It's funny. I do feel like this is, we will forever say like before Chapel Roan and after Chapel Roan. This was before Chapel mm-hmm. Roan music. And mm-hmm. so we were like.
BCR.
Yeah, there mm-hmm. it is. Before Chapel Roan. There it is. And then ACR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
So, the next day, we had a full day in Seattle, but it was also the day we were traveling back.
Yeah, our
we
flight
were
was
on
like
an evening flight.
7 or 8 in the evening, right. Something like that.
So, we got up, and first thing we did is we went over to breakfast around the corner from where we were staying.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to check out at about 11. And mm-hmm. so we were like, we're going to stay in the room all the way until 11.
Right.
Because we're going to need to maximize
time where we can be in a space that's ours.
Time where we can rest and write.
Yeah.
So we got up at about 8. We went and got some breakfast and then came back. We were already packed and we just rested.
Yeah.
And chilled out.
Yeah.
And we're nice, quiet girls yeah. for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while.
Because you're constantly loud.
It's me.
That's you.
Screaming so, at all hours.
That's right.
But what we decided to do on this day is that we wanted to go up to the Washington Park Arboretum, which is in the east part of the city near Madison Park. So we took a different way to kind of get up that way, walking up a different side of the city to get up there.
And my favorite thing to do is find urban trail routes. Mm-hmm. And so we did find some. I had found some shortcuts through some green spaces that took us all the way up in a diagonal toward that area.
Mm-hmm. And this was also, the area around the park is clearly a very affluent sort of area.
Oh my God, it was so rich.
The homes up here.
The homes
yeah.
were beautiful.
Yes, but the
clearly
park,
this is where the money was.
Right, but the park itself is beautiful. And
oh, yeah,
there
yeah,
are
yeah.
trails so all the way through the park.
We did finally get there mm-hmm. and there are trails all through it. It's gorgeous and it's so well manicured.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that you can kind of loop. You can do like a big loop. There's like a Japanese garden area. They have placards for all the different trees that are in the park. So you can kind of identify everything. This was like a great way to spend the day in like an urban park, considering that we had spent most of our time on this trip in national parks.
Yeah.
And to really have that experience within the city. Because, yeah, the city itself was great, but there was only, we didn't really want to spend time inside as much as we could. We wanted to be outside. So we spent a healthy amount of time here walking through the park, and we eventually start our way back down through the city through another route.
So what we did, we left the Arboretum after walking a lot of those trails, and we got onto East Madison Street, which diagonally cuts through sort of the grid, the mostly grid sort of layout of most of Seattle, and it cuts through in a southwesterly direction toward the center of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got on there and we were like, okay, great, let's head that way. And so we started heading that way. And then as we were chatting and talking, looking at all the homes, looking at all the everything, we were like, you know, someone told us that underground tour, the Seattle underground tour is mm-hmm. a good idea. Let's just look. And we looked online and there happened to be tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we...
Because again, we had a lot of time to kill. This is still early afternoon.
So we're talking like it's... I think we had to check out at 10. So we checked out at 10. I think we're talking like it's like 1 o'clock right now.
Mm-hmm.
and there was like a 3 o'clock tour.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And we got tickets for that. And so we walk and we were like, okay, let's find, you know, a spot to eat on the way there.
So we grabbed lunch on the way and like had a moment to like actually sit again. Cause we had done more walking than I think either of us had anticipated across the 3 days.
And right. And we've just added it to like all the walking we've done the previous week.
Right.
I think we're at marathon number 3 or 4 at
probably
this point.
Yeah.
And we were tired, but we did from there go do the underground tour.
Right, which is in sort of the old part of the city, essentially.
Yes. Yeah. The downtown.
The downtown, yeah. The underground tour was unexpectedly very, very cool. Like,
and fun.
And fun.
Great tour guide.
The guide was great. You literally are, you're hearing the history of the city and how the city, through wacky public planning, like how buildings now, like the first story is underground. How, like, in order to cross the street, you had to climb down ladders. Like, you'd cross the street, but you'd have to climb down a ladder to get to the first story of the building based off of how they did the streets. It was a fascinating glimpse into Seattle.
Essentially, a lot of Seattle's built on top of old Seattle because of mudslides.
Mm-hmm. So it was a fascinating way to like learn the history of the city. But you also did go through underground passages, which
it was cool.
Was very, very cool.
There was a moment where we were up top and he was like, look at this thing in the sidewalk, this stained glass. And then later on the tour, you're underneath that literal spot that they were talking about.
Yeah. So it was a great way for us to like, I think, encapsulate our time by getting the history of the city at the end of it. Sort of like when we were in Iceland going
and
to
the last thing we did was the Perlon
Museum to get the history of Iceland. What a way to wrap it up.
Let's end this trail mix the way we end all of our episodes with some Jeopardy style trivia.
Great.
Okay, Mike. So are you ready? I've put together some Seattle walking tour inspired trivia.
Great. I am
so
ready.
So this is called Seattle Walking Tour Rhyme Time.
Beautiful.
Okay, great. Are you ready for 100? If you looked up in the sky and didn't see the tall point, but instead saw a giant insect in an astronaut suit, it might be called this. So it's one of the things we saw in our walking tour.
Yeah, I know it's Space Needle.
And it rhymes.
But I'm trying to think of like... So is it Space Beetle?
There you go.
Okay, great. It's just one of the words. That's,
just one of the words.
Great. I was like, what would the what would the space become?
For 200, if instead of looking into the distance and seeing an enormous mountain / active volcano, instead you saw a giant source of spring water, you might be seeing this.
What is Fount Rainier?
That is correct. For 300, if instead of going under the street to hear the history of Seattle, you went above the street and did a walking tour of all the areas under your feet that shake during a rainstorm, you might be on this. That shake during a rainstorm. A rainstorm. Things that occur... in storm.
What is the Thunderground Tour?
Thank you. Thunderground Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For 400, if you went to this neighborhood north of Lake Union to see the troll under the bridge, but instead you left feeling unusual and you began expressing it in a dry way, you might have this.
Oh, I don't know.
We were trying to go for what is Fremont Droll.
Oh, Fremont Droll. Okay.
Instead of troll.
Got it.
And finally.
Okay.
If you were walking through this open air business center where they throw fish, but instead they were throwing you around, it would be called this.
My fantasy. what is the Mike Place Market?
There you go.
Looking for more episodes like the one you just heard? Then be sure to check out our episode finder for episodes by park, state, hiking difficulty, and terrain, as well as all of our Trail Mix episodes in one helpful place. Click the link in the show notes of this episode, our Instagram bio, or visit our website to make your listening experience even easier.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created, produced, edited, and hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram and on our website is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariella Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as New Jersey.